This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Seder. So we're up to Simon Ches, Sif Tesvov. Okay, interesting. Im Nofla Talisa Shalid Mischab. What happens if the talus, your talus falls off without intention, just slips off? And then you put the talus back on. Tzarech Levarich. You've got to make a new bracha. That's if the whole thing falls off. If the whole thing doesn't fall off, even if the majority falls off, now this is not such a well-known halacha, I don't think, but we'll paskin like this, that if your talus falls off by mistake, that's considered a hefsek, and when you put it back on, even if it's 3 seconds later, it needs a bracha. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shalom mischadim. We said yesterday that if you take your talus off, for example, you go to the bathroom, or even if there's a little bit of a longer gap, you don't make a bracha. This is worse. Because this, you're here, your talus slipped off without you knowing about it. And your mitzvah is gone. And even if you're wearing a talis cotton, lo mahani, it doesn't help. Tzarech levarich, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sikot Mem, afilu im loif shemiyad. Even if you put it on straight away, the imnof on menu be'emsa tefillas yudches. What happens if it falls off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? So the davening Shemoneh Esrei, and your talis falls off, vehechziruhu achirim olav, and other people put it on for you. Why do you think he says that? Because the halacha, you shouldn't really put it on yourself. So if you, in the note 58, he says, if your talis falls off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's considered a hefsek, and you shouldn't put it back on. And if you were naughty and you did it and you put it back on, you sort it out afterwards.
Can you pick it up from the floor?
It seems not. That's considered a hefsek. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is very meduyak in what he says, that other people put it back on you. That's exactly the point. So anyway, so im nafum memenu beemsa tefillas yutches vehechziru achrem alav, kishesayim tefillas yutches yimashmish betzitzis vivorech. Then, sort of, you agitate it, you move it around a little bit, and you make the bracha. In 59, he says, what about tefillin? He says, tefillin shenishmutumim kaimon be'emsa tefillin. Let's say sometimes it happens, you haven't put it on tight enough, and the whole thing just unravels. So he said, and then, you know, the whole tefillin actually falls away from where it's placed. So he says in 59, kosov lekamon in simen chafhei, b'shem ashlo, she'enu agin levarech k'shemeshivim esomim kaimon. When you put the tefillin back in its correct place, you don't make a new bracha then. So what's the chiluk? Mishum shebashas hatfila ein achoshev kehesach hadas, tahari zeh cholson al manas lachziron. Because that's not considered a significant hesach hadas. Mashenkin, taking your tefillin, your talis, sorry, and putting it back on, that would be a hefsek, and one shouldn't do that. Okay. Now, so your talis falls off. So says the Mishnah, says the Mechaba, that when you put it back on, even if it's a second later, you're going to make a new bracha. Afal pishe nofla ruba. Now he says in Sif Mem Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hataz ve'Eliraba cholkin al zeh." The Taz and the Eliraba argue with this. "V'gama grom et tzad le'divrei Hataz." What do they say? So the Taz says that even if nofla ruba, tzorich lachzav levarich. That means your talis slips and it's not totally on the floor, but the majority of it has fallen off you. Even then, you need to make a bracha. But says the Mishnah Berurah, "Lekula al me'nofu me'al kol aguf." If it totally falls off, even though you sort of catch it and it's on the floor, but you still, you know, shinsheres biyodei, that you grabbed onto it, but it's on the floor, but you're still holding onto it. In that situation, tzarech levarich. The ozdala mitzvah, so once it's off you, your mitzvah is gone. She'ika mitzvahs ituf hu baguf, because the ika mitzvah of talis is actually for it to be wrapped around your body, and once it's slipped off, there's been a hetzach hadas, and therefore you need to make a new bracha. Now, continues the Mishnah Berurah. In Beirach al Talis v'nofu miyada kodim shnis atif. What about you make a bracha on your talis and it slips, it falls before you've even wrapped it around you? V'higbiyo v'lofsha, and then you pick it up to put it back on. Ein tzarech levarach shenis. Then in that situation, you don't need to make a second bracha. V'afilu nifsulu al sitz Yosef v'hoyle sitzis mezumanim besikna miyad. even if, let's say, for example, you make the bracha and you look at the tzitzis, and suddenly the tzitzis, you notice they're possible, and you quickly fix them up, you tighten them, whatever it is. Ein tzarech levarach sheinis. In that situation, you don't need to make a second bracha. Why? Because you haven't been mitzvah das. You haven't been mitzvah das, and therefore you haven't yet performed the mitzvah, and that's not considered the hesach hadas. In note 60, he says that the reason is because the tikkun itself is in a mitzvah, and it's not considered the hefsek. In the same way as the bread, you keep being the example, you ask for the salt or something within your Be'isa Inyan, that's not considered the hefsek. So if you put the talis on, and before you actually you notice the sits is a problem, problematic, and you masakin it and you fix them up, that's not considered the hefsek, and you just carry on putting it on, you don't need to make a new bracha. Okay, carrying on the Mishnah Berurah. For Kamoba Tefillin, just at the last few lines there of Mem Aleph, Kamoba Tefillin comes in Chafes, if your base, I'm Shom Bataz, Sif Kotan, your base. Umisha Lokach Talis, this artist by Vishal Barakalov, someone takes a talis and is about, and he makes a bracha and is about to put it on. For Kodim Shasim, a bracha lok Chuhum Imenu, and for some reason it's taken away from him. Utfilin Lefonov, and his Tefillin are in front of him, and he started saying the bracha. So you started off the bracha for talis. For some reason, someone took your talis, and your quick thinking, your tefillin are there. You can quickly take the tefillin and put them on and finish off the bracha, the shame of the tefillin. That's a big chiddush, right? The halakha tzimun kufn gimel arsu zachayim hiskim imay lahalacha. Interestingly, in footnote 61, there is a difference between that and coming and eating food. So in 61, he says, "Le in harutz lechol pri, ulachas shehischil levarichal of behiske shem malchus, v'niske shekvav birichal pri achem eminze." Imagine you've got some grapes and you've got an apple. So you're eating the grapes, and then you pick up the apple, and you start baruch ato Hashem, and you realize, "Oh boy, I don't need to make a bracha because the bracha made on the grapes." I've been yotze. So then, das hagon and yosef shalom el yashuv. You can't suddenly switch to another bracha of a banana that's there that wasn't cut or whatever, something else that was there. Shekim b'shas ha'sevashim machos. Well, beer, the reason is, she'ein zeh doim l'mashik kosol mishnah berurah kan. It's different to what we've said over here, where if you make the bracha on the talis and you taken away from you and you quickly change and you make a bracha on the tefillin, she'af she'hischa levarich ala talis yochol l'saim is a bracha, mishum she'kan harei m'chuyiv gam l'niach tefillin, l'chein yochol l'saim is a bracha aleh. There, in our situation, you're mechuyev to put on the fin, you're not mechuyev to eat the other fruit. So therefore, that would be the difference. Okay, halacha tezayin. Halon betalisoi belayla. If a person, for whatever reason, slept in his tzitzis all night, it sometimes happens, tzarech levarich olav baboike afim lepashta. Even though, like for example, you're on a plane all night, or whatever, maybe you're traveling, or whatever, you just crash and you go to bed, you haven't got undressed, even though you're not taking them off and bring them back on again, then you still make a bracha in the morning. Again, you just move them around a little bit before the bracha. So too, a person gets dressed early in the morning before Alos HaShachar, a person's got the same issue. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Membes, the Kaimelon, Laila Lav's Man Sitzishu Vahave Hefsek. What's the rationale? Why do you make a new bracha in the morning even though you haven't taken them off and put them on again? Because the very night itself is considered the Hefsek. Because Laila is not, loves man sitzis, and therefore is considered a hefsek. Because they said, some are of the opinion, that sitzis have the status of a ksus yoim. This is not pajamas, this is not something you wear at night time. And therefore, even ksus yoim chayv after Laila, they are chayv even at night time. The das mixas peskim, according to some. Or chadarakam and besim yutches. The sophic brachas lahakal. Mikol makam. And that's what we would do. If we would wear a talis godlin in shul, then we just have in mind to be moitzi the sitzis that we were, that is ambiguous, that is not clear what the situation is, and to just be moitzi the sitzis godlin. For cholze kolzman shalei posha, that's only if you haven't taken it off. Aval im posha al dash shalei lof shetekev. But if you take it off, not the intention to put on straight away, but just to wait a little bit, then everyone would agree that when you eventually put it back on, that you would make a new bracha. Then people wouldn't recommend this. Because some who say you're potter from this bracha, then it will be a bracha she'in tzricha. Okay, now here comes interesting halacha. What if you sleep during the day What's the story with tzitzis there? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Hayoshein Bayoim, if a person sleeps in the day, Shnas Hasorayim, or Mesir Me'olav Hatalis Hakotin, and he takes his tzitzis off before he gets into bed, Yesh Deos Ben Aposkim, Imzeh Bichlal Hesach Hadas. There is a debate amongst the poskim if this is considered the Hesach Hadas, okay. Now, Nochon Shal Koponim Yechasebo Bishas Hashena. It's preferable to at least cover yourself with the tzitzit. Some people put them over the covers, over the duvet. In that situation, if you would put the tzitzit, you see that in yeshiva sometimes, the boys, they take the tzitzit and they put it on the bed itself. When they're under the covers, they put the tzitzit on top of the bed, because then the kula alma, you wouldn't need to make a bracha. In note 66, he says that doesn't work according to everyone, because ladas hamardachai, ein chiyuv tzitzit bekisuv ala laguf. The chiyuv of the tzitzit is on your body. And in Iraq, b'derech levisha b'vad, only when you're properly wearing it. And therefore, l'chor l'osol etzazu, to spread the tzitzit on top of the bed wouldn't help. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah does recommend. That would be the preferable thing to do. Let's just finish off with Simon, Yud Zayin. Nischase babeged shilchayv b'sitzitz, v'lo hitzel b'sitzitz. If a person is wearing a beged that is mechuyiv in tzitzitz, i.e. it's a four-cornered garment, and he has not put tzitzis on them, bittel mitzvah saseh. That is considered a bittel mitzvah saseh, says the Mishnah Berurah. The last line, de tzitzis chevas gavra le'inin zeh. Tzitzis is a din in the gavra, and in the person, not in the chefs, in the actual beged. She'im nischaseh betalis oz chal alav achiv. As soon as you're wearing the talis, that's what triggers the chiv, and if you're wearing this beged without wearing tzitzis, then it will be considered a mitzvah, a bittel mitzvah saseh. Okay, we'll leave it there. Mr. Shem will start simon test tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.